9 seconds left. The Marquette fans are standing and appreciative of. It wasn't even close, even though Marquette trailed by 10 late in the first half. It's over. Marquette 87, Western Kentucky 69. Marquette wins by 18, the record 26-9. Next is the winner of Colorado, Florida on Sunday. We will keep it here. We hope to have a player momentarily. And
I'm asking the first question, by the way.
Fine.
I don't trust you.
You can ask all the questions. I don't care.
No, I'm just going to ask one. The first one. That's it. Then you can
We have the Cintas MVP of the game. Get the products you need from a partner you trust. Visit Cintas.com. I'm curious who you're thinking about. We got Cam Jones, 28 points on 10 of 16 shooting. Tyler Kolick, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 11 assists. David Joplin, double-double, 13 points, 11 rebounds. I got to put in Stevie Mitchell. There's some stat they don't give him credit for. Deflections, incredible play, 16 points, 6 of 9 shooting, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. Tyler Kolick's going to join us.
Yeah, he's right over here.
All right. That would be nice.
I believe.
He might be going to TV. Yeah.
Oh, he is going to TV.
I think we got Stevie Mitchell or Cam Jones.
Yeah, one of the two.
I don't know. Stevie Mitchell.
Stevie Mitchell's here.
I think Cam Jones is going to go. Joining us now is Stevie Mitchell.
Stevie Mitchell,
the Hall of Famer Tony Smith wants the first question.
He will mess it up, Stevie, so I can't let him mess it up. First and foremost, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Good job out there. You're always giving up your body all over the floor. But first half had to be a disappointment, obviously. You guys go in. And what was the talk about and what was the focus coming out in the second half?
The focus was, just to be us. I thought we were being a little bit of front runners in the beginning. We were doing good. We had energy. They're a good team. They got good players. They went on a run. We lost our energy. So we came out of halftime just having the mindset of having energy regardless of what they do, regardless of what we do, just, being us and having energy and pouring into each other, and that was the mindset.
Yep. All right, Homer, you're up.
Of all that you do in this game, what's the one play that you're going to run? What's at the top of your list?
I got an exact play of mine. It was when I think TK drove, and we thought he got fouled, but they didn't call it. He missed the layup, and then they were pushing, and I ran back, got a deflection.
Deflected. They've got your own deflection.
Chase down. That's a good one.
And then that was my favorite play.
Not the double pump under the bank three? Not that one?
Nah. although it was intentional, I did try to bank it.
All right.
So of the team, what impressed you the most about the second half?
Just our ability to respond. And we've been doing it all year. And just, focusing on each other and not letting the score dictate how we come out of halftime, how our energy is, just knowing that if we follow our process and play our way, then the score will take care of itself. So I'm proud of my guys for that.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of the bench. Everybody was engaged the whole time.
Yeah, and I just wanted you to talk about how tough that is. People don't understand, when you're doing some things and teams are making shots, regardless of your defense, it really is tough to keep your energy up.
Yeah, definitely. But they're good players, and I think one part of that is just understanding that in the NCAA tournament, we're going to play against good teams with good players who can make good shots, hard shots. So just not letting that drop our head and just trying to make every shot for them as hard as possible.
Yeah.
The local guy, McHenry, their leading scorer, he did get 11. You guarded him 5 of 15 shooting, 1 of 6 three-point shooting.
He's a good player. I watched a lot of film, coming in, just learning. And he still had some good moves on me. Tip my cap to him.
You'll take 5 of 15 anytime.
Oh, yeah. But my guys being in my loads, in my help, talking to me on the screens. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about Tyler Kolick, how he spurred you guys coming out like he did. That had to give you guys a lift, because I know on the other end, Marshall gave them a huge lift by doing what he did.
Yeah. I mean, TK, anytime you get the best player, the best point guard in the country back, it's going to help us a lot. And I thought he stepped up when we needed him most, and he's going to continue to do that moving forward.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stevie Mitchell.